I'm hoping things have cooled down for you since the weather is unusual. We're still as hot as Haiti. This program will be continuing about the 7-year tribulation expected one of these days soon. The book of Revelation 12 gets into details as to what to expect. It talks about the dragon who has 10 horns and 7 heads. The dragon represents the Roman Empire resurrected and now called the European Union. 1260 days into the tribulation, the dragon gets kicked out of the third heaven down to earth. His spirit enters the final Antichrist by means of a deadly head wound to the ruler who accomplished the peace agreement. The Antichrist comes out of the EU and he declares himself to be God in the third temple. Revelation 13, verse 3, "And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast." Revelation chapter 13, verse 12, speaking of the false prophet, "And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed." The first beast is the Antichrist. Many believe that the Pope is the Antichrist. He is described in Revelation 13, verse 11. "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake like a dragon." The Pope represents himself as the vicar of Christ. He is the false prophet who is going to be telling people that it's okay to take the mark of the beast. People trust him. I just found out that the Pope plans to make taking the chip mandatory to be able to get health care. The chip implant was built into Obamacare already. I heard today that the repeal might have to be redone due to a glitch that would zero out the first repeal and make keeping Obamacare possible. It looks like they can't get it off the table as it is. The whole thing seems to be caving in. The Pope is changing Catholicism into Gaia religion. They worship the earth, pantheism. They believe the earth is a living being and we are assigned to be stewards of the earth. That is the foundation for pulling all religions together. What people's religion is not relevant to caring for Mother Earth. Climate change and global warming are part of that agenda. The Bible describes a false prophet to look like a lamb with 2 horns. That certainly describes someone who represents an imitation of Jesus. Jesus was called the Lamb of God in the Bible. Since Pope Francis is not qualified to be a pope and doesn't live at the Vatican, Pope Benedict XIV is still at the Vatican with his title and the spiritual leader in charge. Seems to me the two so-called popes represent the two horns of the false prophet. Where do the evil influences come from? In rereading Revelation 12:5, several times it turned out that the dragon drew a third part of the stars of heaven, cast them to the earth. The stars represent evil spirits or fallen angels who followed Satan. The dragon is obviously Satan's elite who run the resurrected Roman Empire, the European Union. The papacy is unifying all religions and world leaders. The newly elected president of the U.S. has agreed to serve the Pope. His agenda, like most all American leaders have. The evil influence of the world comes from the spirit world. Anti-Christian movements have overtaken the world. There is no room for believers. We were told by Hillary Clinton, who ran for president of the U.S., that we have to give up our faith to live in this global world, that we are irretrievable, deplorable extremists who can't be fixed by government. President Trump did a tour to Saudi Arabia, Israel, Rome, and attended G7 summit and the G20 summit. That revealed who he really represents. The Pope is integrating the three major religions, Islam, monotheistic, Judaism, monotheistic, and Catholicism, universal religion supposed to believe in the Trinity. Apparently, the Pope doesn't believe in the Trinity. He prays with Muslims and believes that they all worship the same God. We are told that what they call God doesn't matter. According to them, Allah is God. Believers know that that's not true because our God is a triune God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, who are one God in three persons. The ecumenical God is not triune. There, Jesus is not God. Islam considers him to be a prophet, but we know better. God's message to Israel. Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 28, "Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." Matthew 24:22, "And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." Revelation 12, verse 12, "Therefore rejoice, ye heaven, ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time." Revelation 17:12, "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings for 1 hour with the beast." God's message to Israel is in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 6. "I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles." Without Israel, where would the Bible be? You see why the world hates Israel just like they hated the Messiah. Isaiah 60, verse 1, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." Isaiah 60, verse 1, verse 3, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, cephas-radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross: "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us at cephas-thrift-shop.com. cephas-thrift-shop.com. We're selling our inventory at a 90% discount, books, DVDs, CDs, etc. The DVDs and CDs are originals. The books used like new. We do have PayPal, who accepts credit cards, and they are safe. Join our monthly newsletter free, ad-free, and no soliciting at go-cephas.com. This radio program can be found on the web at cephas-radio.com. My email address is original@cephas-notes.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll have a happy and blessed week. Shalom. Rita Williams at cephasministry.com. cephasministry.com.